Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
What this is about. This is about believing. Believing is acting on the word of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the review. The review this week is about the word is the final authority. The word of God has to be the final authority. Father God, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts. You are our Father, and we acknowledge you as our Father. So our Father, we come today with thanksgiving in our hearts, because your word says in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we thankful, Father God. We thankful for wisdom. We thankful for knowledge. Most of all, we thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we have discovered who we are and whose we are and what we are. We thank you, Father God, for justice that's being served in the case of Brother Tyree over there in Memphis, Tennessee. I thank you, Father God, that maybe through his death there will be some changes in our government, the laws of this country, that state and local. So I thank you, Father God, for what we see. No reason the Bible says in everything give thanks. We may not understand it, but thank you. So I just thank you, Father God, for that. I thank you for the word. I thank you for this week of broadcasting and being able to share the word of God with some people, those that was able to hear. And we come today, Father God, asking you to illuminate your word, open it up for those that have listening ear. Pray that they open their hearts as well. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and just for his sake, we do pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer, said amen. Amen. Well, we're going to get busy, brothers and sisters. I thank God for Monday. because we're going to talk about some of the things that we talked about this week. I think Monday we talked about living life, a victorious life. And the way you live a victorious life is through allowing the Word of God become the final authority. Now, if the Word of God doesn't become the final authority, you're not going to live victorious. So we talked a little bit about that, mind you. We'll go over some things with that. We're going to go over some things. We talked about being pre-approved. You have to know that you've been pre-approved. When God has the final authority, you've been pre-approved. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We didn't get a lot into the virus, but there's a virus, brothers and sisters. We broke it down a little bit, and we might get into some of that in the review. If not, we're going to definitely pick that up into next week's lesson. We also talked about the two kinds of faith. You have sense knowledge, which is based on your senses, the five senses, which you can feel, smell, think, taste, hear, the five senses. And then we talked about the other kind was being dependent on the Word of God as the final authority. At the end of the day, it's all about the Word of God. And also we talked about being under new management, discovering the newness in Christ. And I thought that was real good this week too. So maybe we'll get into that a little bit, because if the body of Christ ever need to discover this new creation, not you're going to be, but you are. But you got to discover that. You got to discover the newness you have in Christ. And you haven't claimed it yet. And that has a lot to do with a spiritual concept of who you are in Christ. Which I just think that's a blessing. Just opening your eyes to what the Word say you are. And you start agreeing with it. Stop agreeing with this other stuff that man have put before us. Stop it. So we're going to get into those things. So let's start with the book of Revelation. I think it was Revelation. This is, now remember, brothers and sisters, this is letting the Word of God be the final authority. Living a Christian life is you letting the Word of God be the final authority. Living a victorious life is letting the Word of God be the final authority. And we're going to start with the book of Revelation, the second chapter, and the 26th verse. To all who are victorious is he who overcometh. So obey me to every very end, or the Word of God. To them I will give authority over the nations. And I'm not going to get too deep into that. But as we read through the Holy Scripture, especially the New Testament, it should be obvious to us all that Christ, yes, God himself, desire for us to be victorious and live that victorious, abundant life that Jesus died on the cross for us. He died on the cross, so we should live this kind of life, victorious life, both in this life and also in the life to come, eternal life. Not just this life, but eternal life as well. I was reading John 3:16. I should go back there. Let me finish this first. In Revelations 3 and 5, it goes on to say that he will overcome all who makes the Word of God authority is going to be victorious. And when you do, you will be clothed in white. He said, and I will never erase your name from the book of life. The book of life is ours, heavenly documentation that we are God's children, put it that way. It's authentic children of God based on our faith in Jesus Christ, or if I should say in Christ Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. So we profess, our profession has pretty much established who we are. And if you agree with the word of God as the final authority, oh, you're going to have a place in heaven. Guarantee it. But it comes by believing as the word of God is the final authority. Remember in 2 Peter 3:9, God tells us that it is his will that all would have their names written in the Lamb's book of life, that he desire that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. That in essential, all would be victorious over sin, evil, death, hell, even the grave, and live a life that revealed that the world could see God's glory in us. If this is God's desire, I almost ask, why don't we try to feel God's desire? But if this is God's desire for his creation or his created people, and it is, why don't more people who profess to be followers of Christ live the victorious life? Why don't more of them make the word of God their final authority? So when Jesus talks about the abundant life that he gives us, what is a victorious life and how do I know it when I see it? That would be a good question. So just for a moment, let's take a look at the life of King David over there in 2 Samuel 5. 17 through 25, as the fight against the Philistine and he prevailed. What are the divine principles, you ask? What were the stages that we can learn from this, learn from this battle, and apply that revelation of victory of Christ in our lives? So on Monday, I don't know. I'm not sure if it was Monday or the other day, but we talked about Philippians, that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But here's the agreement, brothers and sisters. We have to agree once and for all to make the word of God the final authority. See, once you make the word of God the final authority over our lives, our enemy, Satan, will continue to present trouble for us. It is the presence of God in us that brings forth the wrath of destruction. David had just been anointed king, and the Philistines lined up in battle to against him and God's people. So in order to be victorious or to be a victorious Christian, we must be reminded of the great truth, which are our struggles and our strategies and how we're going to win over Satan's foes. And I listen, things. I believe I listen. I always pray first. Expect perfect counseling of God from his word, through his word, And then let me say this. Be quick to obey. That's another thing. I don't know how deep. I didn't really go back and listen to that part of that tape, which I should have. Normally I do on occasions. We have to rely on the power of God, not on power of man. Now, why would I say that like that? Because man's theology is orthodox when it comes to the truth. Man's theology, so when I'm talking about man, I'm talking about the religious world, the system that they've created. We can't rely on that. Because it's all one day will come tumbling down, but we can't rely on that. Five, don't get ahead of God. Stop trying to get ahead of God. Why, you ask? He might change the strategy. So that's why I said earlier, first you ought to pray. See what God's doing at the moment, at that time, right then. And then go into battle expecting to win. Expect to win, not lose. Remember, the faith in God's word release spiritual or supernatural to reveal themselves in your situation. So, in other words, if you're spiritual, supernaturally, if things are going to be revealed to you in that moment, at that time, at that day, in that hour, it's going to be revealed. Followers of Christ, listen, brothers and sisters, when we live our lives using these principles, we are sure, and I'm going to say absolutely sure, revealed the victorious life that we have been given by our Savior in faith, and that's in Jesus Christ. Sacrifices, acts of atonement on the cross for our sin. If you haven't yet started living this victorious life, I suggest you do by making the Word of God your final authority. That's how you live this victorious life. That's how that happens. Do not be fooled. I'm going to read the scripture from 1 Peter. Stay with me. Stay with me, guys. In 1 Peter, I guess I'll find it here. In 1 Peter 1, hallelujah. 1 Peter 1. I'm going to read verses 1 Peter chapter 1. And I want to say verses 14 through 16. I'm going to get out of here. Okay, verses 14 through 16 reads like this. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And you know, it's so much there, brothers and sisters. But if you can't make the Word of God the final authority, that's not going to mean anything to you. You're praying it off on something else. And for a lot of reasons, people forget that they were redeemed from corruptible things as church buildings and silver and gold and vain conversation and receive of tradition. And you was redeemed from that garbage. He was redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. as of a lamb without blemish or spot. You was redeemed. We was redeemed from that stuff. I ask people, I say, what was you redeemed from? They don't know. They want to go to the streets. But brothers and sisters, read your Bible. Read your Bible. I tell you what, you should know that we are not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold and money and buildings and conversation. People will have you thinking that way. That's why it's important that you gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is given unto us through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he says in that 14th verse, as obedient children, we are his children. One day we talked about that. I'm not sure what day that was, but we talked about being his children. Because whatever is in your parents ought to be in you. We use Pastor Bell as an illustration. I happen to know her mother. The same thing was in her mother is in her. Yeah. I use that as an illustration. And I'll use one of you guys, the same thing. I promise you, you do a check of your family. You're going to find some of the same traits that's in one of your family members. It's going to be in you. Yeah. You had nothing to do with it. Because that's what happens when you inherit. That's not through culture. That's through the nature. That's what that's through. That's through the nature. But when you make the word of God your final authority, let me tell you what happened. I think I'll go over there to that. Hallelujah. Oh, then that's only when you make the word of God the final authority. What happens is that's no longer your nature. That you know, you're no longer being led by the senses. But guess what? The only reason you need to girdle up your mind or the loins of your mind, that's what the scripture said. And then he says, and be sober. Stop walking around here like you're drunk. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that it be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, if you say you know the Lord and all this good stuff, why don't you know that we're supposed to be obedient children? Not to man, not to a system. We are to be obedient to our Creator. Our new Creator. Well, why you say it like that, Pastor? Because, see, we're missing it. We're missing it. We're missing that Ephesians 2:10. Let me go there. Cause I know one day this week we did have that. So let me go there. I think it was Ephesians 2. And I asked you all to read the whole thing. But Ephesians 2:10, this is why you need to be obedient. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto a good work, which God had before ordained that we should walk in it. You know, we were talking about being preordained, pre-approved. I mean, God done did this. So this is what we should be obedient to, not a bunch of rules, regulations. No, to his word. Why? Because this is the final authority. Remember when we were without Christ? Alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, stranger to the covenant of promise. We had no hope, none, zero, zip, because we didn't have God. You know, to have no hope is like living in a world without God. When there is no hope, it's like having a light bulb without electricity. When there is no hope, there's like having a motor without gas. Or without electricity. whatever it run by. Yeah. You don't want to live without hope. So bless God, we have hope. We have peace with God. That's why I like that scripture when he said, but now in Christ Jesus, but now in Christ, we have this stuff. His blood proves it. He shed that blood for us. This is only a reality. It's when you make the word of God the final authority. But back over here in Peter, he says this. He says that, and you got to hear it with your spirit. Because this is where our salvation is at, brothers and sisters. It's in obedience to his word. Get your mind straight. Know that you wasn't saved or delivered because you was over here to Bishop so-and-so in church, or mother this, or she did this, or pastor did this, or a mother and she laid her hand. Forget that garbage. Know that you was redeemed by the word of God. And I hope to God that they spoke the word over your life. I hope you have some word to go with your testimony. And just not a testimony, but you need to have a word with it. You know how they overcame? By the word of their testimony. Guess what that word was? The scripture. I keep telling y'all, Evangelist Renee, every time she get a chance, her testimony is about 1 Peter. By his stripes, I'm healed. See, I get all that other stuff. But listen, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to girdle up the loins of your mind and be sober. Stop thinking all this out-the-wall stuff, okay? Let that go. And the Bible says, act like obedient children. Not fashion yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. We already been there, done that. That's not who we are. Remember, you've been called holy. Not because they're on that building, it's a holy faith church of God in Christ or whatever's on there. I don't know. That won't make you holy. That's not what makes you holy. But you're obedient. And you're not caught up in the fashion of this world after the form of lust in your ignorance. Ain't no building gonna save you, man. You can go to every kind of door and you will not be saved. And you're gonna tell your preacher, I said that. Please go tell him. I said it. He can open up that sucker 24/7. That will not save you. Sorry. It's going to be about your belief, man. Remember John 3:16? How can you forget that? Every day people think that scripture is so familiar now until it has, as though it has no validity, as though they said like it has no substance. Man, wake up. Get sober. In John 3:16, because there's nothing we're talking about believing in the scripture. John says this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, he had to give something. Now he wants something in return for what he gets. Because, see, that's part of God's principle. You sow and you reap. So he sold a son so he can get many sons. Hope you figured that one out. And you're one of them. And the son, I mean the boy or girl, it means one of his children. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to whosoever believeth in him. See, it shall believe, and you won't perish, but you will have everlasting life. And I like they put but right there, because but means, wait a minute, let me pay attention to what you're talking about. Talking about eternal life, man. That's what this is about. It's about your eternal life, but you got to believe for it. Ephesians 2 and 10, brothers and sisters, you have been pre-approved if you will accept it. Now, everybody hadn't accepted that. That was one thing we talked about. We didn't get into a whole lot, but I had asked you all to read the whole thing, and here's why, because I want you to know you've been pre-approved. He went on and quickened you, who are dead in your trespasses and sin. He made us alive. While we were yet alive, he made us alive. Say that one more time, preacher, because people, they don't hear that like that. While you're alive, like you are now, he made you alive. Woo, how did he do that, preacher? He quickened your spirit. Remember in time past, you walked according to the course of this world? And according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, but because you became obedient, bless God, he caused your spirit that you thought that was alive to come alive. This ain't for everybody. It's for believers, those who believe the word of God. But while you were yet living, he caused you to come back alive. Your true life. Remember he talks about whom also, that's why I tell y'all to read that. Because, you know, you had your former conversation in the time past of the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the mind, whereby nature we were the children of wrath, but now, and we just like other people. They thought about buildings. They thought about systems. They thought about pleasing the flesh. That's not who we are. We're about being in the Word of God. So even when we were dead in our sin, he have quickened us together with Christ. He made us alive with Christ's spirit. That's why Christ is alive now. Now, there are some ignorant people thinking, well, when he come back, I'll come alive. So you got to get alive now. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's right now. Remember he talked about and have raised us up together and made us together sit with him. Where is he at? At the right hand side of the Father. Oh, I didn't know that happened. Yes. That's going on right now. That's the thing that's trending right now. He raised us up together. When did he do that? When your eyes became open and he quickened your dead spirit that you thought was alive, he quickened that thing, man. And if it haven't happened to you yet, don't worry. No worries. No worries. We got you. Here's what you do. You make the word of God the final authority, and you're going to see it. Now, you're not going to see it. Not going to see it till you make the word of God your final authority. So don't expect it. Stop expecting it. You're going to see the natural things in the spirit, because that's not the way it's designed. He want to show you things. He want to show you his riches, his grace, his kindness. He wants to show you this stuff. You and you and you. But the only way he can show you this is when you make the word of God the final authority, and he's going to show you who Christ Jesus is. Because I know you know by grace you're saved through faith. I know you get all of that. But you want to see it, man, in the spirit. That's why we become obedient to what God have already did. What is that, preacher? What he already did. He made us his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto a good work. That's what God expects for us to be obedient to. That's exactly what he expects. Nothing less. Let's see here. Okay, we talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17. One of the scriptures, because we're new now. No, you're new. Get that revelation. Go ahead and get that revelation. Now, if you think new is you don't drink no more, you don't curse no more, you're not whoremongering, you're not new, okay? That's not new. Because a lot of people never did that. So if they never did that, how do they become new creatures? That's interesting, isn't it? Should be. Should be on everybody's radar. If you never did all these things, how can you become new? See, now remember, God has a standard. He's not like man's system. Everybody. So he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. See, that's the standard. That's when you have made the word of God your final authority. So guess what you did? You got born by the word of God. How I know that? How you know that, preacher? How you gonna make a statement like that, preacher? Gotta have something. Gotta have some paper. What I do, brother, since it just so happened, I have the scripture for you. And if you'd like for me to read it, I can read it. But remember, we're part of a new culture here. We're part of a New Testament here. Remember, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Woo! Been born again, man. And what made you new? Wasn't a feeling now. Wasn't a feeling. Get rid of that thought. Trash it. Trash that thought. Wasn't a feeling. So when folk come and you talking about what they feel, please turn a deaf ear to that. Because that's what Satan does. He imitates. That's what he does. He imitates. And he do it through feelings. Well, and then we want to sit and agree with that kind of craziness. Because, you know, I used to be part of that program, too, till I learned the truth. And I stopped telling them lies. Stopped believing them lies. See, ain't no shame in my game. For those that don't know, I'm going to tell you what I told my family member the other day. Well, you used to do this. Well, forget that. I'm an advocate of truth now. I want truth at any cost. I don't care what I used to teach. I don't care what I used to believe. I'm an advocate of truth because you will not get this stuff unless you desire truth. And once you see it, you got to make that the final authority. See? The word of God. So that's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we live in by faith, brothers and sisters. That's how we walk. We walk by faith. You got to have faith in this word. You got to trust it. You got to believe in it. See? Oh, 1 John, that's what it was. Because that proves what makes you little children is the fact that you got born of God's word. Same thing he is. That's what we became. I use Pastor Bill as an illustration, and I told y'all this before. It's the same stuff in her mama. I think her mother's name was Addie. Same things in her. Mother's in her. Same thing in Evangelist Renee is in some of the same stuff now is in Evangelist, is in Pastor. You know why? Because they got the same parents. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, because I'm like, brother, I don't have no brothers and sisters. Wait, be adopted. Because if you're adopted, you're adopted by the word of God. Satan ain't getting away with Jack today. No, sir. Oh, he got the right one today. He ain't getting away with nothing. You're God's child. spite of what Satan say. Now, over in 1 John, this is something we talked about this week. Ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing I'm giving you new than what. It says, you are, and I like that, you are God's little children. You are the baby daddy. You are not the baby daddy. I know y'all seen that TV show, I forget what it's called. Say, you are the daddy. Well, when you read this scripture, think about that. It says you are God's little children. So if you're God's little children, based on DNA, which is the word of God, you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. I don't read this too fast. Read that the other day. Don't want to read it too fast. See? I didn't have my computer and everything, but I got my computer today. The devil may be in trouble. I can see this stuff today. You are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. What's in you? I'm glad you asked. The word of God. That's the thing that you got born again with. The word of God. It's the word. Just keep that on your list at all times. Keep that before you. If you have to put it on stickers, if you have to make a note for yourself, remember it's about the word of God, and you're making it your final authority in whatever it is. You are God's little children. And you got paper to prove it, because you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. And that's what makes you an overcomer. That's what gives you the victory, man. Because you got the word of God in you working. It's working for you. It's working for your good. You know why? Because you believe God. You'll put the word of God first because you love God. That was going to bring me to another point, but I think I'm going to discuss that Monday. Because some people, or maybe Monday or Tuesday, I don't know. But we talked about two different kind of faith. We talk about the sense knowledge. That's the kind Thomas had. You got it. The kind of faith he had is that he had to see it, touch it. And if he didn't see it or touch it with his own eyes, he wouldn't believe in Jack. Well, you got a lot of people that way. They won't live a faith. It got to be predicated on what they can see. It's all about them. They won't allow the word of God to take place. They won't make it the final authority. They got to be ruling and super ruling, okay? Okay. But the kind of faith that I talk about all the time, I don't never always get it across like this, the faith that depends on the word of God as the final authority. The only reason it's going to happen because the word of God said it can happen. That's it. That's where my faith at. That's where my trust at. And that's where your trust has to be. Okay. Let me see. Come back over here. A couple people dropped out. Okay. Praise God. Okay. We're going to open up anything they like to share with what went on this week, any scriptures, anything. The broadcast is open for any and everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good afternoon. Pastor, I think it was Friday you were talking about the question that Minister Robinson had asked you about. Did you bring that up already? I know I'm late getting on. But did you already talk about that?
No. I hadn't talked about it yet. That's what I was saying. I was going to wait till he come on and he going to share something, and then we're going to go with it like that.
Oh.
Because I quoted him, and I wanted him to, so whenever he wants to talk about it, we'll talk about it. But you're more than welcome to talk about it, Pastor. I stay wide open for the word of God.
I know you do, Pastor. Praise God. I just like how you had brought that out. I think the question was, is knowing and believing if there was a difference? And
right.
The little bit I did get, I have, you had quoted Romans 10 and 8. And then this is about believing. Those were the scriptures. I think you might have read further than that. But I know you have brought that out, and I was just wondering because I didn't want to miss that, so I'm glad being selfish.
Yeah, he's probably going to speak on it tomorrow, and when he does,
okay.
Jim will bring that out. Because, see, I want to bring the scripture forward. That's my thing.
Okay.
See, some people don't know there's a difference between, and then I brought out the 3 points, you know, you have to, well, I'll just wait. I don't want to get halfway into it without putting the base under that. But,
okay, then. Yes.
But anything
but
else you'd like to discuss?
Well, you were talking about Romans 17, and I'll read that scripture. Because that's so true, Romans 10 and verse 17, hearing and hearing by the word of God. From the New Living Translation, it says, so faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. Amen. So I noticed that was one of your scriptures you had also brought out on in knowing. Amen. So we have to be in tune with the word of God. We have to study his word and in order to have that faith, you know. And, you know, we can't have it or receive it unless we're being taught. You know, I'm reminded of the, was that Philip when he taught the, was it the eunuch that was in, you know, and he said that he wanted to know that word. I have to go back and read that. But yes, and that's how it is, to be, have our heart open to receive the word so that we can believe it by faith. Amen. So I'm going to leave that other part alone till tomorrow. Hopefully Minister Robinson be on and y'all can bring that on out.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're talking about when I was talking about how being shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard, and then how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah, that's it, Pastor.
That part, Pastor.
That's that part right there, Pastor, yeah.
That part right there. That part right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, like you said, we'll get into it, but I will share this. But how can people call on God? They don't even know. They don't believe. So how they going to call on a God they don't believe in? And then how they going to believe if they don't hear a message? They got to hear a message. And how can they hear it unless some preacher like pastor or some witness like Evangelist Renee get up and say, hey, this is what happens with the word of God. By his stripes, I'm healed. Or get up and preach a message that if you want to be saved, you got to believe the word of God.
Amen.
See? Mm-hmm. So this is how you get people to believe. You preach the truth. If they get that truth now, they done heard it, and they see it as true, then they can believe that.
Amen.
In other words, I wait till he get on here Monday. I guess he'll get on Monday. I'll ask him again. ask him, period, if he's going to be on Monday. I think he will be on Monday. Certain days he works and that type of thing. But anyway, but here's the thing, brothers and sisters, for those that might be a little confused about what's being said and what's going on, he asked a question, and we keep hitting around it, but we will go to it come Monday. And one of the things that I personally want to go to is the fact that he asked a question, and like I said, hopefully he'll ask it again, because his question was a good one. It was a profound question.
Amen.
He really feel that the biggest stumbling block for believers for Christians are believers.
Mm-hmm.
And he also felt that knowing, was it the same as believing? That really was the question. Knowing, is it the same as believing? And that's why I went to Romans, for those that may not know what's going on. He had asked the question, is knowing the same as believing? But how you going to know something unless you can believe in it? So,
yeah.
And what I was really sharing with him, more or less, was you have to believe, brothers and sisters. It's a difference. See, when you know a thing, you have all these. But when you're believing in something, you have acquired knowledge. You have acquired knowledge. And that's the great thing, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to tell you that right there. And tomorrow, if he's here or not, for those that are listening, we're going to pick that up tomorrow right there. Right
okay.
there. That's where we're going to pick it up at. Because, see, that's when you make the Word of God the final authority. Listen, dear heart. Let somebody have something else to say. Press 1, because I'm going to tell you this. I'm urging everybody. Man, when you get born again, it needs to be predicated on the Word of God. It needs to be based on the Word of God. You need to say, hey, I made the Word of God the final authority. That's how I got born again. Had nothing to do with feelings. It had to do with the Word of God.
Amen.
This only when you allow the Word of God to prevail over your way of thinking. You have to give it the supremacy. You have to give it the power to say the Word of God is bigger than me. It's bigger than what I think. That's how you get healed. That's how you get deliverance. When you make the Word of God bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to come off your lips. The Word must.
Yeah.
That's what makes you a lover like God. You can only be a lover like God is when you make the Word of God the final authority. I don't care about all these definitions. That don't mean jack to me.
Mm-hmm.
The true love of God is defined by what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know we've all had these different definitions, and we preach the definition more than we preach what the Word says. Well, we can't do that any longer. We got to teach them that the Word of God says you can love like I love.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get in the Word of God and see how you love. And don't be trying to define love as the Greek terminology, Hebrew. No. Get into the Word of God and make the Word of God the final authority.
Hallelujah.
And if Jesus said, I laid down my, that's what you do. If he tell us to love every one another, even as I have loved you, and then you be governed by that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to define that with some logic. You do it with the Word of God. And that's the way, that's only when you make the Word of God your final authority. Because, see, when you make the Word of God the final authority, then that's what's going to conquer things. The Word of God is going to conquer it for you.
Yeah.
You start loving like God. The more you get that word first place in your life, the more you, that's what your confession becomes. The more you act on that word, the more you become like Christ. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to believe. Let me tell you what. Believing and demands action. That's what believing does. It demands action. Knowledge doesn't. So don't get me any ghost. Knowledge doesn't. See, when you believe, it demands, because when you know something, or you think you know, it doesn't demand anything. Were you waiting on your check? Because I asked Minister Robinson, I say, let me ask you a question. Do you believe you're going to get paid? You haven't worked all week, 2 weeks. Do you believe it or do you know it? That's a good question. Do you know it or do you believe it? Because, see, I work places where I thought I was going to get paid. I knew I was going to get paid. And they said, oh, no. And so let me tell you, that's a terrible thing to do, to work for somebody for 2 weeks and you think you're going to get a check. And then you find out they're going to mess up your money and you can't get paid. Then you're going to say, oh, I know I'm going to get paid. You can't. See, until you have that experience, you don't understand what I'm talking about. But once you've had that experience, then you can't bank on you know stuff. You know you got a job. They come back next week, they laid everybody off. And I was just bragging last week about, I know my job is secure. You don't know Jack.
Amen.
So now I submit to you, which is better, to believe or to know?
All right.
That's a whole nother ball game now. You see?
It is.
Whole nother ball game. Hey, you, I know I'm going to get a raise. Then they show you the stats. We didn't come up to what we thought we was gonna come up, so therefore we're not able to give you any. Yeah.
Amen.
So we'll deal with that next week, okay? But anybody else had anything else, press one. Anything you wanna share? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for commenting and sharing and all that good stuff. And we'll get into it tomorrow when we open up, bless God.
Amen.
We're going to open up with that question. We're going to open up with that question that brother gave us.
Amen.
Knowing and believing the same thing. That's what we're going to open up with. But if nothing else, We'll be dismissed, I guess, because I don't know who y'all team is, but four teams left. I know it ain't the Steelers. I know it ain't the Browns. I know it ain't the Falcons. So y'all go and pick one at random.
All right, Pastor.
But anyway, I just going to have a little fun with you guys. Y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all for sure. God's will now. Let me put it that way.
Amen.
For sure. If it's God's will on tomorrow.